from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Did you like hearing Tommy Pham clear up the notion that the White Sox players have given up caring about their season while talking to A.J. Pruszynski on the Foul Territory podcast?
When you have our record, you know, you can't just be sitting around. That's just the truth. You know, you imagine being in the locker room full of guys who are just sitting around on their ass, on their behinds, and we're losing every day, you know, and most of these guys have options, so that's just not allowed. And it's a young team. I'm the highest tenured player on the team now that Maldi's gone, and guys seeing me work the way I work and having the time that they have, I mean, it's not going to happen.
All right, so do you like hearing Tommy Pham say that the White Sox players have not given up on their season?
Well, I think that's what he's got to say. I think that's why he's here. And I'm not sure it's a coincidence that he's saying this loudly on a pretty popular podcast in the sport of baseball a week before the trade deadline. He's amplifying his biggest asset, and that is he's a guy that's going to set an example in your clubhouse. You're going to know Tommy Pham's there. He's going to lead from the front. And I think that for a young team like the White Sox, they can benefit from that example. For a team like a contender, maybe they don't need it, but they won't have to worry about Tommy Pham showing up with a damaged psyche because he's on the worst team in baseball history or any other things. Tommy Pham is a lightning rod to some people. He's been well-traveled for a reason, I suppose. But I like everything he said. I hope the White Sox haven't given up. They have different priorities than other teams that actually do win games. They have certainly a different mindset going into it. It's got to be difficult to go out there every night and know that your team is going to find a way to lose. The White Sox keep inventing new ways to lose. That's demoralizing. So I don't think that anyone should just dismiss that reality. It's a difficult one for the Sox fans to face, or Sox players to face on a daily basis. And Tommy Pham essentially saying that, yeah, these are young guys having to prove themselves, and he's willing to set an example because he feels like that's his responsibility. Good for him.
Well, yeah, good for Tommy Pham. But again, Tommy Pham didn't have a job when the season started. So he comes to the Sox, who are completely undermanned to start the season off, and he plays as hard as he can so that he can continue to get that big paycheck every other week or however it is that you get paid in baseball. So, would it be better to have given up per se, or is it worse to say that we just stink? We're just outmanned. We're no damn good as a collective group. And even though we're busting our rear ends, we're still on pace to be the worst team in the history of Major League Baseball.
You want to hear that on a daily basis from Sox players?
I'm asking, what's worse? Is it worse to know that they're playing like as hard as they can and they just stink collectively?
I think
it would be natural at this point when you get to 40 games more under 500.
I think Tommy Pham breaks his hump every day. I think he's a great player to have on the team. I think he's a really good baseball player. He's 36 years old. But I think he can help somebody because of his attitude and the way that he plays. I I don't blame the players. They don't, it's just saying, they do not have the talent to be a competitive baseball team. They're just not good enough. And if everybody played like Tommy Pham, you'd have a better team. It's a good thing to show the young guys that, and it's a good thing to have a guy that is that tough a guy in your clubhouse. But this team looks very, I mean, can they get to 40 wins, David? They keep losing, and they keep losing these one-run games. They should have won now for God knows how long. That is going to add up at the end of the season.
They can get to 40.
They're in a nine-game losing streak.
I don't think they can get to 50. I don't think they can get to 45. I'm not sure they can get to 45.
I mean, 40 means 120, right? So they got to figure out how to get to 41.
40 would be 122, and that would set the record.
So they need to get to 41.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It doesn't look like it's...
They got 27 wins, and they're stuck on that number.
Their pitching continues to be pretty good, starting pitching, but they don't execute, and they do find ways to play dumb baseball and lose.
God.
That's the tough part.
Yeah.
Effort is one thing. Approach, attitude, all those things can be intangibly good, but if the talent is bad, it really can't overcome that.
I saw someone tweeted out that Baseball America dropped their new top 100, mm-hmm. and the White Sox have five players on it. I don't have access to that list because I'm not a subscriber, but I saw that the draft picks were included in it, and they moved someone in at like 48 or something. Their first round pick, Smith, was moved into that thing. So they got...
Well, the more you hear about Hagen Smith, the more you and you wonder about his accelerated path to the majors. You wonder how long it will be before he is up and pitching in a White Sox uniform. And then, as we said yesterday, this is the only morsel that you kind of can look at as nourishment of hope. The pitching.
I think Drew Thorpe is on that list still.
Yeah.
But he's like 58th or something. I mean, I think that guy is a professional pitcher.
Yes.
And I like him. In other words, I think he can play. But
Noah Schultz?
You are so... Well, Noah Schultz was 8th.
Noah Schultz, Drew Thorpe,
yeah.
Hagen Smith, Garrett Crochet,
maybe
Jonathan Cannon. You look at
Nastrini, maybe, if he comes back.
Well, you're going to need depth.
Eater, I don't know.
Well, yes, Eater, Uriarte, he was part of the no-hitter at Birmingham.
Yep.
When you look at the White Sox depth, and it was a great interview with Brian Bannister on the Midday Show yesterday, talking about his childhood in Palos Heights, growing up a Sox fan because of his dad in 83, and that's what drew him back and felt connected to the organization. When you look at the White Sox pitching infrastructure, the intellect, and the talent.
That's going to be good moving forward.
That's what you feel good about.
Yeah.
That's how you can get hope. That's why you look at just get through this year, survive it however you have to, do the Tommy Pham, and just mentally put yourself in a position to be a pro each and every day.
312-644-6767. Your call's next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email.
power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.